You are very thin, comparatively. So, can. Can, the back very wide. So, okay, good. Now, we continue our chanting. Oh, Hui Rong, 刚讲到你就到了，你跟他 end, 跟 Sally 来。你们 park 在哪里？
装修屋子
的前面。哦，哎呀。应该 park 进来有位今天不用紧了，没关系，应该没关系。不如把 Enki 划过来，他跟你去接过来，你可以 park 进来，这个也走好呀。我们 continue the chanting. So now we will chant our Padipa Puja offering of light.Followed by offering of perfume, smoke, flower, fruits, etc. Jui is here. Sadhu. Come just in time. Continue with the puja offering, chanting. Ganna sarapa ditena dipena tamadang sinaTiloka dipang tambudang Pujayami tamonodang Ganna sambarayutena Putenahang sugang hina Pujaye pujaniyangtang Puja bhajana muttamangVanna ganda guno petang Etang kasuma santatin Pujayamin munindasa Siripada sarorohe Pujemi buddha sumenanena Punnena matinaTena cha ho tu mo khang Pang milayati yata idang me Kayo tata yati vinasa bawang Adi va se tu no bante Paniyang parikapitang Anukampang upadayaPatigan hatu mutamang Adivase tuno bante Pali parikapitang Hanukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Adivase tuno banteBojanang parikapitang Anukampang upadaye Patigan hatu mutamang Okay, we will chant the aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Understanding the significance of offering of light, we shall make the following aspiration.May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma,that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits.May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana, making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of saddha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. Now I will off the light, then you all can start your meditation. Eh? For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have not, slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Then we will continue our chanting. Turn to page six. You shall chant the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sage, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chakavalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhamang Muni Rajasa Sunanto Sakamokadang Dhamma Svanankalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Svanankalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Svanankalo Ayang Badanta Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Iti peso Bhagava Arahang Vijja Charana Sampanno Sugato Lokavidu Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati Satta Deva Manusanang Buddho Bhagavati Svakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehi Pasiko Opanayiko Pachatang Veditadbu Vinohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ujupatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Nyayapatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Samichipatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Yadidang Chattari Purisa Yukani Atta Purisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ahuneyo Pahuneyo Dakineyo Anjali Karaneyo Anuttarang Nyaketang Lokasati. Okay, today we will chant one more passage. Turn to the next page. The salutation to the four main objects of veneration. So this one, normally we go to the way place where they got this major chaityas, Bohi tree, Buddha Rupang, and the relics. We will normally chant this especially when we are visiting the Chaitya. Chaitya is the like stupa where they enshrine the relics. Nearby the Chaitya, usually will have the Bohi tree. Then there is also Buddha Rupa. So these are the four objects of veneration which the Buddha said. So the Pali we will chant. Vandami Chaitiyam Sabbam Sabbatane Supatititang Saririka Datu Mahabohing Buddha Rupang Sakalang Sada. We chant in English now. I salute every shrine or chaityas that stands in any place, the bodily relics, the great Bohi trees, and all images of Lord Buddha. Then we chant one more time in Pali. Vandami Chaitiyam Sabbam Sabbatani Supatititang Saririke Datu Mahabohing Buddha Rupang Sakalang Sada. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we pay respect, Triple Gem. Buddhang pujami Dhammang pujami Sanghang pujami. Okay, you can be seated. Afterwards, before we end, remind me, Yun Chan had made a very good request. One of our very old Kayamita, the first batch. I knew her since the uni day, Vasti day. I think her husband, Brother Chan, H.H. Chan, husband of Madam S.H. Lim. Her husband is actually suffering from cancer and he has been quite a while. So I was told by Yun Chan, she asked us to help develop this transform sharing of merits and invoke power of merits to help bring about causes and conditions for her husband to recover to good health. So after I will do it, then maybe we will also read it about 5 minutes of metta. So I will stop at 10:15 today. Okay. Before I start, we should rejoice with our rather successful retreat once again for the fourth year in a row in Cameron Highland. Shall we rejoice? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. For the last 9 days when we were there, it was so beautiful. Especially on the 8th day. Every time it's on the 8th day. So many things happen. But this year around, it was indeed a very special blessings. Of all the four chanting that we did, that they requested, May is not here. May today didn't come. Not this accountant. The other way. When we were doing the last day closing ceremony, you remember, before we start, I had to invite all the devas. That's why I chanted, asking me to chant Samantha Chakavalesu and all these things. And because of that, that day was different, and I had this feeling that I had to invite, because nature is like that. it's just like when we are on earth, our civilization. Let's say you have a ceremony, it could be spiritual or whatever. Then if you don't invite people do not come, correct? So at least you invite. Then they know, hey, you got invitation, no? Everybody can come. So that day a lot came. Then Kuan Yin's nature was very powerful, very powerful. He wants to benefit all beings, especially Kayamita, who has affinity, great affinity with her nature. So they requested for this tree chanting, all related to Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. First one is a great compassionate mantra, Ta Pei Zhou. We chant three times. Then followed by Heart Sutta, we chant five times. Because that Heart Sutta is very important. It has to be recited. That is the teaching for all the devas and higher beings to understand, and also for cultivator to understand. Then after that, we follow by this Maha Karuna, great compassionate mantra, but another version. Then after this tree, we thought no more. Then the last one came through Joyce. Suddenly Joyce like gave instruction to me, say, Bratu, I got one more. I must chant. And after that, immediately the nature went in and she burst into the Om Pe Mi 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 Hum, very powerful. That's how all this fall. If you silence your mind that day, you will receive and you will feel it. It has helped to open. But you cannot benefit from it if you don't cultivate. Understand that? Can you follow? Yeah, this one is to open the nature. The gateway actually through listening to my vibration, different cultivator is already activated to a different extent. Then some, they're able to locate it themselves. Then some, they are in the midst of locating it. Then there are some who are still not able to. But then this one came in a very full, very strong manner that went in without you knowing it. That's why a lot of you that day, that night, you all can feel something very different. The faith was very, very strong. Everybody was like moved, very moved. A lot of them moved to tears, tears of joy. Then they knew something very different happened. Then the condition arise for me to actually send that pure wish and aspiration to all kayamitas. Because without that condition, I cannot do things without condition. And I have been always reminding you all, if you can evoke the power of your own merits for causes and conditions for your nature, to have this understanding life after life when you come. Otherwise, not easy. This path is not easy. Without this understanding, you have to suffer. And if you don't have this aspiration, when you come as rebirth or living being, you will have to go through a lot of suffering. Then the other one that came together with the pure wish was, may the blessing of the Triple Gem, Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha be always with your nature whenever you need to come or have to come, whenever you arise. So this is going to strengthen your cultivation by a lot. So this is what I want you to understand. So don't think that all this already make for you. You safe ready, you can do what you like. No. You must play your part. If you don't cultivate, you don't connect, you cannot benefit. So what you need to do is on your own, you must make that determination to invoke the power of merits that you have cultivated since knowing this true teaching, to walk this path sincerely. I mentioned three things. You must be sincere, you must have the faith, then you just have to persevere. Then you vow for causes and conditions for this nature of yours. Whenever it has to come or choose to come, you will have this understanding. Yeah. And this understanding will follow you. Then may the blessing of the triple gem to be always be with your nature. Yeah. There is no other refuge except the triple gem, like our morning chanting, our evening chanting. Yeah. So this will strengthen your cultivation. Then it will bring forth the causes and conditions for it to arise whenever you need to come or choose to come. So this is the sharing that I want to share because it's recorded so that people understand. Yeah? And now we can start and continue from where we stopped. Before we go into the Diamond Sutta, there's a sheet of Krishnamurti code. Eh? Everybody has a copy? Yeah. Freeing the mind. On email. What's up, Ben Hayo? Anybody else who need? We got extra. Okay, I read to you. At the back, anybody need? Molly Dale, I think. Oh, you have. What about those that just came in? Susan and England? You have? Good. Okay. Freeing the mind. You work hard for your daily living. You spend years at the whole business of being bossed around in order to earn a livelihood. So this is very true in our society nowadays. If you are dependent on your employer for your salary, then they can actually boss you around. Then you have to swallow all the insults, the discomfort, the indignity, the syncopancy. But to work so that the mind is free is much more arduous. You see, you think all those things that you have to endure working for people is very tough. But Krishnamurti said, to actually work so that the mind is free is much, much more difficult. And he explained, he said, it requires great insight. Insight are wisdom that one realizes when you insight into the reality of life and existence, or the universal characteristics of impermanent, suffering state and non-self. So if you look at the teaching, it's the same. You require great insight, means great wisdom, then great comprehension. You have to understand, you need understanding, and extensive awareness. See, again, sati, awareness. Not only aware, ever mindful, that's an extensive awareness in which the mind understands all its impediments, the blockages, its movement and deception, its fantasy, its illusion, its myth. So this one means the four foundations of mindfulness. Once you awaken to it, that's why this extensive awareness to cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness, so that the mind understands all its impediment, means obstruction, limitation, then its blockages, how it block you, how knowledge bind, how word divide, how concept divide. That's why all this, you will start to develop understanding. Then also its movement of self-deception. This is Sakaya Ditti, self-delusion that condition you to grasp and cling onto this five aggregate of form and mind. So when you do that, you get yourself into trouble because you believe you exist. When you think you exist, the personality, the ego arise. Then this form and mind, which you believe is you, will have selfishness, the evil roots. Then you will have all the greed, the covetousness, the desire, the lust, the craving. Then it can also have this mind state. When things don't go your way, you become unhappy, miserable, you get angry. Then you got a lot of envy, jealousy, hatred, emotional negativity. So these are the evil roots of hatred or anger. Then the last one is, because when you confront certain things that you cannot understand, then there is this doubt, there is this fear, there is this phobia, insecurity. All these are delusion. Then you will create what they call illusion and myths for you to grasp at, cling at. Then also at times it creates fantasy, yeah, to delude you. Then Krishnamurti said, once the mind is free, it can begin to investigate, to search out. But for a mind to seek when it is not free has got no meaning. This one is very important. That's why you need the silent mind, the mind that is not conditioned to investigate them, to understand. The mind that is conditioned, rigid, fixed, cannot investigate. Yeah, your views and opinion will prevent you from understanding. So this is very important. That's why Krishnamurti also understand. Once the mind is free, then only it can begin to investigate and search out. But for a mind to seek when it's not free has got no meaning. That's why he asked, do you understand? Yeah. That's why we need to silence our mind, train our mind to be mindful. Then ever mindful means without thought. Without thought means what? You don't refer to memory. You don't act according to memory. That's why your mind is free. The silent mind is free because it's unconditioned. It don't have its belief system. It doesn't act according to memory. What is memory? Memory is our accumulation of experiences. All our good and bad. Our beautiful moments, happy moments. And also our unhappy moments. So you have all your phobia, your fear, your insecurity, your sorrow, lamentation and unhappiness. You accumulate them all. Then your selfishness, your craving, your desire, your emotional negativity, your doubt and your fear, you accumulate them all. Of course, you also have your good moments which you accumulate as memory, good memories. Then what happens is thought is respond to memory. Then when you act according to memory, Krishnamurti say you are not acting at all because this is your accumulated fear, selfishness. So you act according to your fear, your insecurity, your selfishness, your craving, your desire, your conditioning. This is not acting at all. These are all evil roots. These are all delusion, wrong view. And you act according to memory. You are not acting at all. You are deceiving yourself, killing yourself. So action has to be understood. You have to act with wisdom, with understanding. Then only you can free. That's why you must have a free mind to investigate. And the mind can only be free when it is aware, without thought, detached from the memory. Can follow, eh? Yeah. Then we go on. The mind which would find truth, God, this extraordinary beauty and depth of life, the fullness of love, must first be free. That's why you cannot meditate without sati. It has to be a free mind. Yeah. Which Shamuti also understand. Then he said, it has no meaning for a mind that is shaped. You know what is shaped? Rigid. Anasana means you have opinion to shape you. Then the other one is condition. Means you are so conditioned. Your views, your opinion are so rigid. Then you are held within the boundary of tradition. You every time say, my family tradition demand this. My family tradition do not allow me to do this. Especially Chinese tradition. Of course, Indian got their tradition too. Malay got their tradition too. We all call feng shui. Mandarin, you understand? That's why you go to a funeral. A lot of tradition, a lot of rules. This one cannot, that one cannot. You must do this, you must not do that. And all these things are mostly right and ritual, the Buddha said. No basis. It's just traditional belief, tradition, because passed down from the past or the elders. The elders are not wise unless they are the wise breed of beings, but they are not wise. But whatever that is passed down through beliefs, they are rigid and they are delusion. They are mainly rites and ritual. So that's why I held within the boundaries of tradition. Then to say I am seeking truth, God. Such a mind is like a donkey tethered to a post. It cannot wander further than the length of its rope. Means you are being foolish. That's what Krishnamurti is trying to say. Okay? So hopefully that will help you. A lot of people who don't understand, you look at the Krishnamurti quote, you think it's so different from the Buddha's teaching. But when you understand, it mesh perfectly. That's why I like Krishnamurti quote, was because of that. Okay, now we can go on to our Diamond Sutta. Which page will be? Ah, 59, yeah. We are on chapter 6. Okay, chapter 6. Very good. We read the opening verse. Go to page 1. Verse 4, opening a sutta. Together we shall recite. The unsurpassed, profound and wonderful Dhamma is difficult to encounter in hundreds of millions of aeons. I now see and hear it, receive and uphold it, and I vow to fathom the Tathagata's true meaning. Okay, I will read to you the other version, chapter 6. Then afterwards we compare with Krishnamurti's version. Sorry, Master Shenhua's version. Okay, chapter 6. The notes you have, you can turn to your notes. Last time I given you this one. Diamond Sutta, a new translation. Remember? Some of you must have placed it somewhere. Chapter 6. Subhati respectfully asked the Lord Buddha, most honored one, in the future, if a person hears this teaching, even if it is only a phrase or sentence, is it possible for that person to have true faith and knowledge of enlightenment awakened in their mind? Possible or not? I ask you now. Possible or not? Sadhu. Yes. That's why Subhati respectfully asked the Lord Buddha, where he wants the Buddha to confirm. He said, most honored one, in the future, if a person hears this teaching, means Diamond Sutta, even if it's only a phrase or sentence, is it possible for that person to have a true faith and knowledge of enlightenment awakened in their mind? Hui Ning did it, isn't it? He just heard one phrase. The mind must have no dwelling, he awakened. That's why this type of teaching are very powerful. When truth is spoken, you can just awaken. Then the Buddha replied, without a doubt, Subhati, even 500 years after the enlightenment of this Buddha, there will be some who are virtuous and wise, and while practicing or cultivating compassion and charity, mean generosity, will believe in the words and phrases of this sutta, and will awaken their minds purely. After they come to hear this teaching, they will be inspired with belief. This is because when some people hear this word, they will have understood intuitively that these words are the truth. The cultivator will know one. Even if you have cultivated before in the past, the moment you hear, you will know one. That's why this life is the same, my nature. Initially, when I started, I tell you, I was so surprised. I read all the books, I can't find truth. I can't find truth, except of course for the Four Noble Truths. I couldn't find anything that can tell me about the mind. You know, what is this mind all about? Nobody can tell me until I met my teacher Ajahn Yantra. Then only the moment he tell me about the mind, I penetrate very fast. That's why later on, when I went through the whole understanding, I was contemplating, how can living being understand? Impossible. That's why since the year 89 to 2004, I didn't do anything until Yun Chan came in the year 2004, end of 2004. Then, even after Yun Chan came, I thought what they need is the Dhamma. When I shared the Dhamma, my nature realized hardly anybody understand. That's why that time I say anybody who can understand 10% of what I share, he is already a very, very good cultivator. Then later on I had to reverse my teaching. I had to start from basic, the essential Dhamma. I had to develop the continuous repetitive sharing. Then I had to go through the Four Noble Truths and its three turning many, many times. So people thought I repeat, but they can't understand. Then the essential Dhamma, like, why are you not peaceful? Why are you not able to meditate? It's because of the five mental hindrances. Then why are you not able to overcome them, root them out? Because you lack the opposite five spiritual faculties. That's why the whole of my Thursday class and most of the Tuesday class, I only talk on that with some variation here and there. Then the right view, law of karma and all those things, Dhammapada verse 183, 21, 22, 23. These are the core Dhammapada verse. And this is what the Buddha focused on. If you understand this, you link up the teaching. Then from there, only you go into the true cultivation. Then you have to understand the other more important essential Dhamma, the law of dependent origination, the four foundations of mindfulness, the seven factors of enlightenment, the seven stages of purification. Then you also need to go into the second and third turning of the Four Noble Truths, which hardly anybody understands. So because of that, it was not easy early on. Then only the last 2 to 3 years, I realized all the things were already set. That's why this last 2 to 3 years, a lot of transcript book came out. Then the Dhamma starts to flourish among Kayamita, because the condition is already right. And all these are possible because of mainly the Kayanamita funds that actually trigger all those conditions. Then also because there were a lot of Kayanamita who were very sincere, have great affinity with Kuan Yin, Maitreya, some with Amitabha, even Ajahn Bodhisattva, then Pusian, Manjushri, Vansu. then also Virochana, Buddha. Mm. All this has actually paved the way for many things to happen. That's why when condition arise, everything arise. Then after the first year, the second year, last year, the Bodhisattva way came. Mm. Then this year is going to move even faster after our retreat, like I actually foresee. In fact, I predicted it. I told many Kayamita, this year will be even faster. The Kayamita force, the Kayamita fund, it will actually become very different. Then it will trigger off by the retreat. And this retreat, really, a lot of you may not know when the time comes, you will move. A lot of things already went in. It's a matter of time. Even that new guy, Singapore Jia, I tell you, he already in Holland one. Also can come back. It took him a few days and a while to settle down. Then after that, when he became dead serious, wow, he penetrated very far. He held a good karma. After we came back that day, I was telling some of the Kayamita earlier on, he stayed opposite here, Kola Hotel, I think. The hotel outside my house. Then rain, cannot go back. Then I said, come in and sit, rest. Then after that, a song asked me, Brett, are you free for dinner or not? Oh, I said, free. Oh, then I knew already. Oh, he got condition. Then he said, he talked to that Jia and Jin Hao also there. He said, 我们一起吃饭. Oh, so how? 一起吃饭. So you know what happened? I took them to Lucky Lok. The condition just arrived. And we spoke so many things about Dhamma and all the conditions that fall into place. A lot of other things that I didn't share with him on, because he just came for the retreat. And the retreat also, a lot of conditions arrived for him to listen to a lot. Then during that dinner, so many things just happened. Then when he came back, again we said, the condition lead to Achamahabhuwa. It seems he also very lucky. He also managed to have affinity with Achan Mahabhuwa, Long Tao Mahabhuwa. It seems he heard people say Mahabhuwa is a very famous monk. Then he also went to Thailand and also. Then he saw a lot of people queuing up, line up just to make offering and pay respect. Then that time he cannot understand. He said, what for, waste time? Are you wait until that? And then after that, he went back to Singapore. Then Singaporean people tell him only he know. Thai people also cannot see him. You think so easy? People can line up to see him. They full of joy and all those things. Then they say, I think there was one Singaporean. He donated, I think, must be quite substantial. I think 1 or 2,000 Sing dollar or what for the book. Samana, I remember. He said he was only given one copy. He cannot even give to his wife or his friend. Then this guy went all over, cannot find that book. He went to one temple. He located 2 copies there. He was so full of joy. Then he wanted to take both. Then the thought come, no, cannot be greedy. Take one. That's why he thought he very lucky. Then I say, Mahabhuwa, my nature also have a lot of affinity. Then I told him about how my trip to Thailand or those things. Then the driver say, forget about it. By the time you go there, close already. Because late already. And somehow you don't have appointment. He say, forget about it. We went there really close, all the light off. But funny thing is, before I went, I already said metta. Then I think it went through. Then nature was such, the disciple came back with the car at the back of our van. Yeah, I saw the headlight. Then after that, I said, wait. I went down, I want to talk to them. Then some of our Kaya mi tao who went with me. He said, Mang, they were Mang. So I knew they were from the temple. So I approached one of them who know how to speak English. I said, we are from Malaysia. Say, I'd like to request a favor from you. Bante, I said, will it be okay if you, on our behalf, help us to make the request? Because we came from Malaysia. We want to make offering and pay respect to Longpo Mahabua. Then he asked me, do you have appointment? I said, I don't have. Very difficult. He don't see people. Then you somehow don't know him. You don't have appointment. And you come at this time. I said, anyway, you just do us a favor. If he say no, then it's okay. We will go back. Then he said, okay. Then he went in. Wow, surprisingly, I saw him with a lot of joy. He like ran out. He said, Long Tam Mahabua agreed to see you all. Come. Then there was one, somebody with the known, follow the driver. And this guy is a bit selfish. He tried to make more money from us. He keep on telling, actually the driver didn't say, he keep on telling us, you book the car. Actually it come with the driver and the petrol one. He said, driver not included, petrol not included. Then after when he want to go in, all of us, 8 or 9 hours, there was a dog inside there. That dog barked and chased after him, and he cannot enter. He was the only one who cannot enter. That's why. Then after that, he heard, he was full of joy. That's yeah. Well, then after that, I say, the book you receive, is it called Samana? He said, yeah. I said, we printed 1,000 copies, we got a lot, you want a lot? I said, okay, 1,000. That's why he was so amazed, so surprised. Then there were a lot of other things that the condition just came out, then I explained to him. Then I told him, you remember at the retreat what I told you? You think fairy tale. The real thing that happened is even more fantastic than fairy tale. Ah, that's why I say it like that. Then I told him how we met all the great monks of Thailand, the very famous one. Then only he started to have faith. Then he said, he go back, he will tell the wife. I said, you be careful. When you tell the wife, don't Jared through the phone call, you remember? Did I tell you at the retreat? I did that. Jared every night call the wife because the wife has this small, not a major problem. She has to go for operation to remove, I think, the whole uterus or what. Then she decided not to go attend the retreat. Then Gerard, being a good husband, every night call her and update her. Then he, after a few days, Garrett know a lot of good things there. And he tell the wife, he said, you actually chow po, he said. Then I told Garrett, you should have told her that. I said, you should have used right speech to tell her very nicely. He said, you should thank her that you still allow me to come. I really, really like to thank you, a lot of gratitude. And what is happening here is really, really beautiful. If you had been here, it would have been a lot more better. And you say like that, she will feel very good, isn't it? But don't worry, all recorded. Notes all I got ready. I take back, I explain to you, then you slowly read through. Like that, different, isn't it? So I want that Chia, you go back and don't first think chao po, I tell you. Then that's why today he registered for the wife. I think Sui An said, you are in, last one, your wife on first waiting list. So he must have teased the wife, see? This year you didn't come? Now next year also on waiting list. So whatever it is, just you must have faith. Then you must have understanding. That's why right speech is very important. Then I told a lot of Kayamita, when you have Dhamma, you have good mind. You will know how to express yourself properly. You will be sensitive. You can feel for them. And you can actually arise the very good, appropriate, gentle, and very pleasant, appropriate speeches that can bring about harmony, understanding, love, and joy. That's why this one all need understanding and skill. You cannot be like very crude and take things for granted. Because sometimes you like to joke with that. Correct or not? It's like a very nice way to joke with that. But when you understand, you will not do that. This is what the four type of inappropriate species all about. You remember what is the last one? The first three is what? Harsh speech, first one. Then after that, backbiting. Say bad thing about people from behind. Third one, tell lie. Fourth one, frivolous speech. Frivolous means suka-suka, kong like sweet nothing, something. Sometimes in front of girlfriend, nothing to say. Wow, today weather very nice. What has the weather very nice to do with your relationship? You got nothing to say. Then you say, weather very nice. Wow, your dress very beautiful. You got nothing else to say. Because you want to break the ice. Later on, after married, how? Hardly say. Sometimes like you just say your hairstyle change, also the husband don't notice at all. So frivolous speech, if you are not mindful, you just simply like habitual tendency is a joke, you just say it. But sometimes it hurts, understand? Where you think it's a joke, to you it's a joke. But to the other person, it's very, very serious and it can hurt them. Sometimes misunderstanding arise because of that. So all this is what you need to understand. Okay, we better go back to Diamond Sutta, otherwise we divert. I also don't know how we go there. How did we go there? Rejoicing? No, not really. No, that one was. You will continue. But before, how did I end up all this talk? No, before Chia. Before Chia, how did from Diamond Sutta go to all this? Retreat one. No, Makan was after Chia take them for, I say he got conditioned. But before that, I was reading this one in without a doubt, Subhati, even 500 years after enlightenment of this Buddha, there will be some who are virtuous and wise. Now I know, who can understand one. That's why I say, lost in Holland also, and come and understand. There I come to all this. That's why there must be condition. I read through this, I know. He said, the Buddha said, yeah, he told Subhati, without a doubt, he said, sure. He said, even after 500 years, after the enlightenment of the Buddha, there will be some, he said, not one, no, some, who are virtuous and wise. And while cultivating compassion and generosity, will believe in the words and phrases of this Diamond Sutta and will awaken their mind. Truly or purely, after they come to hear this teaching. After they come to hear this teaching, they will be inspired with faith, not belief, faith. This is because when some people hear this word, they will have understood intuitively that these words are the truth. My nature also like that one. I can develop this understanding. But yeah, he got a lot of conditioning and doubt. You remember initially? First 1.5 days, the face was red. He cannot accept. And the more he asked, the more red he became. Yeah, he just amazed the way I answer him. He thought he right already. You know why his face was red? Because to him, how can my teacher, who is so famous globally, you know, well known, conducting retreat all over the world in the globe, be wrong? I never say wrong. He himself conclude wrong. Because what I teach is the opposite. You know? So I never say wrong. I just tell him, explain to him what Dhamma is, what truth is. Then he couldn't understand and couldn't accept, you know, because everything he do is not like that. Then he keep on questioning, keep on questioning. That's why condition were there. Then a lot of things happen. Okay, we go on to the last paragraph. The Buddha said, Subhati, any person who awakens faith, see, I told you faith very important, remember? Upon hearing the words of the phrases in this sutta, will accumulate countless blessings and merits. That's why I say after this Diamond Sutta class, you all, jia bi liao, you don't have to worry about blessing and merit. Countless, limitless. Even a few phrases only, you know, and words, you know, already jia bi liao, you finish the whole sutta. But took us so long. Chapter 6, 1 year plus already. Got 1 year. Just started. Bodhisattva Way last year just started. I think last year started, yeah? You request. After the January Bodhisattva. Yeah lah. After the retreat, we say. Not so late, I think. After New Year, I remember. After New Year, Because I say after New Year, because before New Year was the Bodhisattva Way. We had our first non-informal meeting here and sharing. Then after that, everything fall into place. Then Wu Pingxin said also one Diamond Sutta. I say cannot. Two side, two place, same Sutta. How can? Then Miss Lee had to, they say what? Take a lower offer, means what? settle for the lesser of the two. No, I say definitely not Diamond Sutta. Then I say can be any other. She mentioned Surangama, but I say I covered that before already, actually, Surangama also. Yes, Surangama we did before. Then after that, yeah, Diamond Sutta. Then he suddenly said Platform Sutta. Platform Sutta I haven't covered. So I said that's a good one. Oi, the chapter 6 so long. I thought last sentence already. He got another two paragraphs. Okay, we continue. The Buddha then say this. Oh, sorry, it must be Subhati. Subhati asked, how do I know this? Oh wait, this must be the Buddha, not Subhati. Subhati, any person? Oh, this is the Buddha. Okay, must be the Buddha. Continue. The Buddha say, how do I know this? Because this person must have discarded all arbitrary notion of the existence of a self, of other people, or of a universal self. See? No mark. Understand not? You must cultivate until no mark. He used the word notion, means idea, or belief, of the existence of a personal self, means sakayadity, of other beings, got other living beings. Then the worst one in India at that time was the personal self, the ultimate universal self. They call it the Atman, the true self, the ultimate perfect self, Atman. He said, no such thing, universal self. All these are mark. Otherwise, their mind would still grasp after such relative conception. Furthermore, these people must have also discarded all arbitrary notion of the non-existence of a personal self. See, both are duality. Non-existence of a personal self, other people, or a universal self. Otherwise, their mind would still be grasping at such notions or idea. Therefore, anyone who seeks total enlightenment or perfect enlightenment should discard not only all conception of their own selfhood, and other selves, or of a universal self, but they should also discard all notions of the non-existence of such concept. See? Duality, both also you cannot hold. You cannot have an idea. You cannot even say they don't exist. No such thing. You remember? I used the word non-self, not no self. Understand not? Not nothingness. Form and mind exist, but not you. Understand not? That's why you don't go and deludedly, everything also don't have. Non-existent. Yeah. That's why this one is also a trap. They should also discard all notion of the non-existence of all such concepts. Then the last one, the Buddha said, when the Buddha explained these things, using such concepts and ideas, people should remember the unreality of all such concepts and ideas. They should recall that in teaching spiritual truth, the Buddha always used this concept and idea in the way that a raft is used to cross a river. So this is how they explain, finger pointing at the moon. Once the river has been crossed over, the raft is of no more use and should be discarded. This arbitrary concept and idea about spiritual things need to be explained to us as we seek to attain enlightenment. However, ultimately, these arbitrary conceptions can be discarded. Think, Subhati, isn't it even more obvious that we should also give up our conception of non-existent things? So this is the version of the Kuai Lo translation. Now we go to Xuan Huang. Okay. Page 59. Okay. We get May to read. May's voice is very good. Page 59. Proper belief is rare.
Subhati said to the Buddha, "Well, honored one, in the future, will there be living beings who, when they hear such phrases spoken, will truly believe?" The Buddha told Subhati, "Do not speak in such a way. After the Tathagata's extension, in the last 500 years, there will be those who hold the precepts and cultivate blessings who will believe such phrases and accept them as true. You should know that such people will have planted good roots with not just one Buddha, two Buddhas, three, four, or five Buddhas, but will have planted good roots with measureless millions of Buddhas. All who hear such phrases and produce even one thought of pure faith are completely known and completely seen by the Tathagata. Such living beings thus obtain measureless blessings and virtue. And why? Those living beings have no further mark of self, of others, of living beings, or of a life. No mark of phenomena, and no mark of no phenomena. If living beings' minds grasp at marks, then there is attachment to self, to others, to living beings, and to a life. For that reason, you should not grasp at phenomena, nor should you grasp at no phenomena. Regarding the principle, the Tathagata often says, all you bhikkhus should know that the Dharma which I speak is like a raft. Even the Dharma should be relinquished, how much the more so what is not Dharma's."
Thank you. Very good. So now you understand, the finger pointing at the moon is very important. That's why you cannot attach to Dhamma. You cannot cling on to knowledge, concept, ideas. The other thing that they didn't manage to, what they call, explain clearly is, it's not only as a raft. Raft is a good example, but you have to understand the Buddha, when he come, he has to use words, understand not? Because we are in the existential world. Remember the Heart Sutta? In the existential world, conditioned world, there is Dhamma. There is such thing as Four Noble Truths. There is such thing as universal characteristics or anicca, dukkang, anatta, birth and death, old age, sickness. And there is also such a thing as the sixth sense, the sense basis, the consciousness. But in true emptiness, when you realize cessation, the unconditioned, all this don't exist. And that is the real meaning. But it was not taught. But I developed this understanding when my last teacher talked to me. I remember his first word to me, he said, "Teo, I need you to understand one thing. Forget about what they tell you," he said, "Oh, the Singaporean, I only teach four things," he said. "Relax, aware, 24-hour, and trust." Then afterward, later on, he told me, "Remember, I have to use words," he said, "because I have to communicate. But words are subject to interpretation." And so on. Different people will interpret your word differently. So I hope you understand me and I understand you. As I later on, he realized the word I use, mindfulness. Later on, you know what he told me, right? I think after a few months. He said, "When I first heard you use this word, my understanding was you don't understand what awareness is." Then later on, he saw I do. He was really surprised. He said, "You not only understand, you really understand." Then he wanted to corner me, He said, "Then why you still use the word mindfulness?" He said, "Where got mind?" So he thought he won. I say, "God, there is a true mind." So I said, mindfulness, the meaning is mind in fullness. But it's not full of thought. Full of awareness. Then he said, "Like that can." Full of awareness means there is no lapse, no gap. That's why ever mindful. Then later on, I came to realize that we live in this world, existential world. Existential world has concept, have idea, have their own reality within the existential world. But it is a conditioned world. That's why there is birth, old age, sickness, and death. Then when I read the Heart Sutta, the moment I heard, I understood straight away. There is no contradiction. Everybody who don't understand, they will be like, he said, "Crazy, what type of teaching is this?" He said, "Four Noble Truths also don't have." Means dukkha, samudaya, then nirodha, magga. Means the Four Noble Truths. Noble Truth of suffering, cause of arising of suffering, cessation of suffering, and the path that leads to it. But in the Heart Sutta, really say don't have, then no one to attain, remember? No one to become enlightened and honesty. Then no birth, no death. He said the Buddha teach all this. Heart Sutta say don't have. No wonder they crazy, he say. They say form is emptiness, emptiness is form. Form does not differ from emptiness, emptiness does not differ. How can, he say? Form is form, is it? Emptiness is emptiness. Like that argue, I tell you, you kaulala. Your karma very severe. That's why those who don't have the right understanding, they simply say things and say, Mahayana, not true. You block yourself and you create a lot of karmic negativity. So, have an open mind. Whatever teaching that is beyond you, you cannot understand, Never comment. Just like last time when I started that time, I remember, because I was able to see form, the unreality of form is condition arising, then I can see beyond form. That's why I say form is unreal. Oh, then people take the Abhidhamma, Yun Chan, they over know, and tear my note apart, tear in a different inverted comma, but not in front of me. In front of me, I will answer and let him understand, but not in front of me, because they were having their own societies, I think, exco people there. Then nobody can answer him. He said it's clearly stated in the Abhidhamma that form is one of the four ultimate. Paramatta. He said paramatta means real. How can he say form is unreal? See? It's just like Heart Sutta. How can form be empty? Emptiness be form. Then, where got such thing as Nibbana also don't have. Nobody attain and all those things. Then, no birth, no death. But he never read the front three words. In true emptiness, he cannot understand that. So because of that, people who lack understanding and wisdom, they will have this tendency to actually criticize. That's why it's very dangerous. If you don't understand, just let things be. That's why I always say they have their own understanding. We respect them for what they are. Yeah. So when it comes to Buddha Dhamma, it's very, very important that you be what they call sincere, truthful and humble. Then when you don't understand, say you don't understand. Then when it's different, we don't want to say people wrong. We just say our understanding is like that. Other people's understanding is different. So we respect them for what they are. But when you really penetrate, you look, it's like black and white, very clear one. No need to say anymore beyond that. Because it's so clear, Nasana, like all kapea, black and white. You go the dark way, lead to downfall, you will get into a lot of trouble. Dhammapada was one. If you follow Dhammapada was two, happiness follow you like the shadow that never leave you. So this is the right path or the clear path. That's why white. Very clear. The other one is lead to downfall. That's why the yin-yang, black. So, when you develop this understanding, you won't be caught. Yeah? Okay, we move on. Read on while I have a drink.
Commentary. The words Subhati said to the Buddha were added by the Venerable Ananda when the sutras were compiled. Subhati said, is it possible that living beings will hear this sutra which the Buddha had spoken and will actually believe it? What he was really asking Sakyamuni Buddha was, is it the case that they will not believe it? The Buddha immediately admonished Subhati for even suggesting such a possibility and said that even in the last 500 years, beings would believe the sutra. Number 1. The first period of 500 years is called the period strong in liberation. It constitutes the time when the Buddha is in the world and many people certify to the way and attain liberation. Number 2. The second 500 years is called the period strong in
Dhyana Samadhi.
That period follows the Buddha's extinction and is a time when many people gain certification through the cultivation of Dhyana Samadhi. Number 3. The third 500 years is called the period strong in learning. During that time, many people investigate sutras. Number 4. The fourth 500 years is the period strong in fighting. That is the period referred to in the text, the present Dharma ending age. Sakyamuni Buddha said, there will be people in the last 500 years who believe and maintain the precepts and who cultivate blessings. They'll believe the Vajra Sutra and accept its principles as true, actual and not false. Such people will have planted good roots for limitless kapas and by making offerings to showing respect for and believing in the triple jewel, the Buddha, the Dhamma and the Sangha.
Wow, very good. So now I will explain this. You see, according to Sun Hua's commentary, he said these were the phases where Dhamma will like go through. So he named here four. 4 times 5 is how long? 2000. Then another 500 is 2005. That's why about 2500 years. Then Dhamma ending age will start. Then later on they say 4500 years, the Sasana will end. It's supposed to be 5000 years. But the Buddha said because he admitted the Bhikkhuni order, the Sasana will be shortened by 500 years. To the Buddha, 500 years is a lot. Nisayana, when there is asana. That's why initially he was quite reluctant to admit the bhikkhuni order. But then, because the mother, sister that looked after him, according to the sutta, the mother died 1 week after he was born. Then the sister, Maha Pajapati, or I forgot her name already, she took over and looked after the Buddha. Then it seems when they want to start the bhikkhuni order, she was the one that led the group of bhikkhuni, a lady who wants to become bhikkhuni, to see the Buddha. At first the Buddha said no, because the sasana is going to be affected. Then I think Ananda appealed. Ananda said, he said, Lord Buddha, please have compassion. She is your like mother to you, look after you, raise you up, give you all this. Just like you always teach us to have gratitude towards our parents, respect them and all things. Then later on, the Buddha, because he also knew condition. Condition is such, these are truth, these are real, really what happened. Then the condition arise for Ananda to appeal. Then I think later on, must be, if I'm not wrong, the other close disciple also appeal to the Buddha, because they want to see the bhikkhuni order. I think especially Mahakasapa, because the wife also there. So because of that, Sakyamuni Buddha actually agreed, finally agreed. But he put in more rules, because he's scared it will lead to a lot of problem. Because as a bhikkhuni alone, you are not protected. And you know what happened, because monks are supposed to go into the forest and meditate. If you are alone, bhikkhuni, a lot of these people are crazy people. So you are not protected. That's why the bhikkhuni order, they got 300 over precepts. A lot more. So they have to agree to that, because otherwise it can lead to a lot of, they say, bad mouthing and all those things. Because if you have all this bhikkhu and bhikkhuni, then what happens if you don't have this rule? Then they break all the major precepts. And I said, at least if it's just a bhikkhu, the lady cannot come near, and cannot touch them. Even when you walk, you have to avoid them. Then later on, you admit the bhikkhuni order, what happened? The monks' community, they can live together, no? So how? You will be like every day seeing each other in the cultivation, no? Then sometimes you go forest, what you do, people never know, no? And if you are not ready, you can be tempted, no? So a lot of these things can happen. Then sometimes outside people create a mess out of it. Then sometimes it's the new ordained bhikkhu and bhikkhuni. So a lot of these things the Buddha foresee, that's why he has to set the rules. And so far, I think, so good. Don't have such untoward incidents. I didn't hear about it in the Therigatha and all those things. So because of that, 500 years of sasana, I think, worthwhile. Otherwise, ladies cannot ordain. Very, very. Even now, they are fighting. Theravada tradition. But actually, to me, whether you got the order or not, not important. Why do you need the order? If you want to cultivate, it's your heart, isn't it? If your heart is a monk, you are a monk. If your heart is a bhikkhuni, you are a bhikkhuni. Why you want to wear the robe only become bhikkhuni? That's why it depends on your understanding. For me, no need to fight. Last night, a lot of people used to tell me, he said, the monk, full-time, also cannot make it. You think we all lay people stand a chance? Logical or not? Very logical, monk full time also cannot make it. You lay people got so much duty, you think you stand a chance. Whatever that is logical may not be the truth. That's why when I listen, I smile. I don't want to even answer him. No point. Because he cannot understand, that's why he got that idea. So he is what he is. Then I just smile. If he asked me, I will answer differently. But he didn't ask me. He thought his statement is very strong, very logical. So for people who understand, you will never have that thought, because my nature is very different. No? When I was young, when I was born, I'm not ashamed that I came from a not so well-to-do family. Relatively compared to others, it's like I came from a family that is not well-to-do, because we are born in a rural area, slum, with like Taikong or that one. Don't have proper education, people there don't have proper job, and they have to work very hard. There are a lot of gangsterism and all those things. So you don't have parents like, you ask Michael, he will know. That time in that village, you got somebody become teacher. Oh, you very, very like tua pai already, very famous already. Wow, so sincere, so low sea. So now, you say my son is a teacher, the parent did not say, my son, I think lecturer. So teacher has become, you ask Papa Suri, they know, my wife also told me, the student naughty. He said, if you don't study hard, wait till you become teacher, then you will know. It become like that, that extent. So what you need to understand is you must have confidence in yourself. So that time I told you what, my mother, I want to save money. Not to say my father cannot afford, because he strike lottery, you remember? The commission. Where got one life strike lottery twice? First prize or social welfare. Then what is more important is my mother, he go and buy the very cheap type of cloth, $1, 1 meter, very white one. Then he make clothing for all of us. She got no experience in making clothing. He cut also all the colors. So when I wear the collar long and short, then this one sometimes the button also cannot fit on. So I went with this clothing to school to visit people, or sometimes even go party. So they always laugh. But my nature is very funny, you know. I don't feel anything. I just look at them and say, you want to laugh, you laugh. End of the day, see who laugh. Then, like, you remember standard 2, I think. The curriculum card go with you. I put there, I want to become civil engineer. The one that sat near to me, he saw. Wow, he pulled my curriculum card and went to the front of the class. Teacher not there. He shouted aloud, I said, attention please, he called my name, he said, can't go on to become civil engineer, whole engineer already. It's funny, you know, I don't feel angry, you know, I don't feel anything, I just keep quiet. I said, okay, laugh, end of the day, see who really laugh. The one that laugh last is the best laugh. So, you know what happened after that? The whole school, from Iskandar, I went to college, my batch. I was the only one that went into MU and studied civil engineering. Then there were a few that came in second batch. Then there is one also first batch, but they were from Kit Huan. Then the other few that came in on second batch is they actually went to New Zealand first. Then only they came over, but they both did electrical. So civil, I was the only one. That's why you laugh. End of the day is really, really not easy. Then a lot of things I realize, people cannot understand. I can understand. Like they say, the monk full time also, cannot make it. We all aware got chance. I don't think like that one. My idea and my understanding is always the other way around. It depends on the individual. If you are not serious, even you are given the best teacher, the best family support, you are nowhere compared to me. I say, because when I really determine, I don't need my parents' support. I alone, I can move and beat everybody. And I always reach the pinnacle of what I do. That's why my nature is very different. I don't have this, like, cannot on. Where can one? Because when I was born, when I was young, I went through life. I know my nature different. I know I can do things that other people cannot do. That's why it's very different. That's why the Buddha under this sutta, all these things that he say, I love it, I like it, because my nature is like that one. I can understand. Okay, then we go through this quickly. I got 10 more minutes. Oh, you cannot. 10:15, I suppose, will end. Almost end already. Okay, stop here. At least we cover one page. Okay, well, luckily, otherwise, forgot, overshot. Okay. Because there is affinity, this particular Kaya Mita is actually very generous, very kind, and help out in a lot of Buddhist activity too. In the early days, she was together with me from University of Malaya, same year. She studied science. Then also with the Buddhist Society. Yun Chan, they all know her. So the husband's name is Brother H.H. Chan, husband of Madam S.H. Lim. So we will try to read it, metta and loving kindness later on. We will do it for maybe 5 minutes. We still got time. Then in the meantime, I will try to develop the sharing of merits first. Then after that, together we will invoke the merits and all things. Okay, sharing our merits with the devas. We recall to mind all of our wholesomeness while going through this Diamond Sutta class. We have pay respect, make offering, develop the puja, chanting, then meditate, listen to Dhamma sharing, straighten our view. Now we are going to share merit, transfer merits. Then we are going to make aspiration and we are going to rejoice further. Okay, sharing our merits with the devas. Akasatta ca bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu lokasasana. May the all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits and may they long protect the dispensation. Itta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired and may all devas rejoice and may contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transform merits to departed one. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let these merits accrue to our departed relatives and all those who can receive them, and may they all too be well and happy always. We will invoke blessing for the nation. Devo vasatu kalena sasa sampati heto cha fito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be peaceful and prosperous always. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers, be righteous. Okay, you make your aspiration. Ipmina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, before you pay respect, I have to finish off this one. By the power of whatever wholesomeness that all kalamitas here have developed through our Dhamma sharing, through all the wholesomeness that we have developed and all the rejoicing, may it arise the causes and conditions for our sister's husband, S.H. Lim's husband, brother H.S. Chan, to recover from his disease or sickness so that he can get back his life to normal health and be with the family again, so that he can continue with the Dhamma work to propagate the Buddha Dhamma, to develop the wholesomeness and to cultivate the understanding of the Buddha Dhamma. And may this condition also bring forth special, what they call favorable condition for them to invoke the power of their own merits, especially the merits of our Kanyamita, Madam S.H. Lim, and together with whatever merits that the husband has while on the spiritual trip, one or two of the spiritual trip with us. May all this pave the way for them to realize their good and noble wishes. And may Brother H.S. Chan recover the good health as soon as possible. May he be well, happy and peaceful. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within his heart. May his metta increase. May the positive energy within their mind state improve, so that their immune system, especially that of Brother Chan, will recover and heal whatever sickness that he is going through. May there be love, may there be joy, and may there be peace deep within the hearts of living beings. May all beings be well, happy and peaceful always. Okay, we rejoice together. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we meditate for maybe how much time we have? Oh, 3 minutes. I give you 3 minutes. Okay, I will ring the bell once the 3 minutes is up. Okay, you radiate metta. You just have in mind. May Madam Lim's husband, Mr. Brother H.H. Chan, may he be well, happy and peaceful. The usual metta, then you radiate. Okay. information. And thank you so much for helping out. Yun Chan, this advisor, you let the our Kayamita know two more things she has to do on behalf of the husband. Ask for forgiveness. They invoke power of merits for him to recover to good mind state. Then the second one is teach him how to do metta, develop positive energy within, so that the fear, the negative energy fear will go. Yeah. You don't do this too, whatever we do also will not help. Okay? Can remember? Ask for forgiveness, to repent. Okay? Second one is the metta. There was another one, what was it? Invoke power of merit. Must do these two together. Otherwise not easy. We have done our part. You tell her, if she have faith, the husband will recover. Okay? We rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, so that's it. I rejoice. Today, Brother Teo's birthday, we must celebrate. That's why you had the birthday cake here. Okay. Yeah, help to bring the food over. Fang Hui.
Thank you.